play baseball in the All-Star game someday. Everyone would know me. That would be great.
Being famous might be pretty cool for a while, but it doesn't last long. And then what do? Have you ever dreamed about being rich and famous? I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. It would be really cool to be a famous baseball player. Being popular sounds like a lot of fun. But you know what? It doesn't last very long, and when all the fans are gone, the only thing that really matters is what God thinks about your life. Listen to what he says about how you should live in 1 Peter. Have a humble attitude in dealing with each other. God is against the proud, but he's kind to the humble. And now, let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Bursting Bubbles. I hope I'm good enough to play in an All-Star game someday, said Ryder as he left the ballpark with his dad and sister. Maybe I'll even make it into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'd rather sing the national anthem before the game, said Ann. Famous singers have lots more fans than baseball players do. All the way home, the children debated whether singers or athletes were more popular and famous. Why do you think it's important to be famous? Asked Dad. So everybody will like you and talk about how good you are, said Ryder. And then no one would say, Ann who? They'd all know my name, added Ann. When they arrived home, they found Mom in the backyard blowing bubbles for 2-year-old Harper. They all laughed as they watched Harper's puzzled expression whenever she got a bubble in her hands, only to have it burst and disappear. Those bubbles remind me of the fame you kids were talking about, said Dad. Bubbles have a shimmering beauty that's very captivating as they bounce about, but then when you try to catch one in your palm, it bursts. Popularity and fame are like that. They don't last forever. But because we trust in Jesus, we're part of God's kingdom. And his kingdom is eternal, meaning it lasts forever and ever. But what about baseball players in the Hall of Fame? Ryder asked. They're remembered forever. They may be remembered for a long time, but they can't enjoy their fame after they've died, said Dad. Wanting to be famous isn't necessarily wrong, but Jesus is the only one who can give us eternal joy and satisfaction. He conquered death on the cross so that we could be part of his eternal kingdom. One day, when he returns, the whole world will see his power and glory and bow before him. Whether you become famous or not, he knows who you are, and his love for you is enough. Use the talents he's given you for his glory, not your own. You're right, Dad, Ryder said. I may not ever be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but I know I'll be with Jesus forever. Ann nodded. And I'd rather sing for Jesus than on a stage in front of 1,000 fans. So how about you? Do you want to be famous someday? Do you want to be remembered for doing great things? The love and attention of other people can be exciting, but fame doesn't last forever. There's only one person whose glory will last forever, and that's Jesus. His kingdom is eternal, and his love for you will never end. Whether you ever become famous or not, you can use the gifts he's given you to point others to his glory and the joy of knowing him. Our key verse is Psalm 145, verse 13.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations.
And here's our key thought for today. God's kingdom lasts forever. We're getting close to the end of the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. I hope you're on track to finish all the reading for June, July, and August. You still have a chance to win the first 6 seasons of Down Gilead Lane or the Mega Family Game Night Basket at wordwithzach.org. Finish the summer strong by reading your Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional every day at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.